Well, hello everyone, and welcome to your Pisces Full Moon Release and Let Go Astrology Report and Guided Meditation for September 10th of 2022. I am Susan Saucier, your Spiritual Intuitive Coach, and this report is for everyone. If you know your birth chart, you can look to see where Pisces is, and it will help you understand what area of your life that you may be working on during this time. And if Pisces is your sun, moon, or rising sign, you will probably feel this full moon a bit more deeply. Now, if you're interested in just going directly to the guided meditation, I've put the timestamp below. And if you're interested in a little bit more about what you may experience in your world over the next few weeks around this full moon, then let's talk about that right now. So what are some positive aspects of Pisces that you may encounter within yourself or even within others around you? They have a very strong intuition, a very vivid imagination. They're creative and compassionate, empathic, open-minded, unselfish, wise, adaptable, and artistic. And some of the negative aspects that may show up are being overly sensitive, overthinking, tending to escape and shut down from situations that you don't want to deal with, and even having some low self-esteem, being indecisive, being pessimistic, getting lost in helping others in order to feel better. And that's due to their ability to easily pick up on other people's feelings. So in other words, if someone in your life is maybe having a bad day or not feeling good, and you know that this is something they need to work on themselves, but you may feel that urge to fix it because you can feel how they feel. And when they feel better, then you feel better. That is definitely a Pisces trait as well, because they're super empathic. Now, before I get further into your energy forecast, just a quick reminder, I am offering one-on-one coaching sessions that allow you to discover what your unique spirit team wants you to know, as well as offering you some guidance and clarity on your life's journey. You can choose from one session or any of the packages that I'm offering, which include lots of goodies that go along with it, including with some of these packages, a personalized guided meditation that you'll receive on an MP3. And I am also offering at this time a 10% discount on everything as we step into the last quarter of 2022. And a few bonuses in there as well. If you wish to take advantage of these discounts, I have put the discount code below. I do have one more quick announcement, and then we will go straight to your report. Some of you asked if I'm on Spotify or have some kind of podcast, and I've been working on that, so I do. The name of my channel is Your Soul's Journey on Planet Earth. I will be placing these astrology energy reports and guided meditations on there. I will also be creating some podcasts where we're talking about life on Earth as a spiritual being living a human experience and the many different lessons that we encounter. I'm planning to begin adding more content next week, so be sure to sign up and follow me if you like, so you will know when I upload new podcasts. Now let's get back to the energy forecast of this Pisces full moon. Always remember, when you look up in the sky and you see that bright full moon, think of it like a big, gigantic spotlight shining down on the areas of your life, specifically highlighting where you need to perhaps make some changes, where closures or completions are needed, or even where you may need to finally let go of someone or something in your life. Pisces rules the subconscious mind, your dreams, and your imagination, as well as bringing energy to wounds that need healing. Pisces is also the last zodiac sign and represents endings and transitions. So be on the lookout for a lot going on around this full moon, which may bring about endings or completions on a cycle or pattern or something that you have finished. Now, this full moon takes place on September 10th, which is the day after Mercury goes retrograde. This can make you feel as if you had the wind knocked out of you. It's a pretty intense energy. It can feel a bit confusing and delusional, which might leave you feeling unsettled and unsure of what's going on in the world or in your life. Because of this fogginess, it can leave you feeling unclear on how to approach a situation. So it's going to be important that you understand that and don't overthink. Don't get lost in any of that. And Pisces isn't really an overthinker too much. It's more you want to just center yourself in your heart and feel what needs your attention. Sometimes it's important to remember that while everything is going on around you, it doesn't mean it has to be going crazy inside of you. Take the time to feel how this feels and to understand what it may represent to you. But also remember that Pisces can bring about feelings of being overly imaginative and super sensitive. So it will be important to make sure you center yourself by either spending time in nature and grounding, or even better, spend time by the water or in the water, like a shower, bath, pool, ocean, doesn't matter. Since Pisces is a water sign, it will be very helpful. Being in this element of water can help you calm down your senses of feeling overloaded and feeling too much stimulation. Think of the water as a cleansing way to release whatever might be making you feel overwhelmed. Take some slow, deep breaths and allow yourself to go into your heart and your gut. Feel why you're experiencing these emotions. And always remember to check in with your inner child to see if something is coming up from the past that is a repeating pattern that your inner child is associating with, and maybe even needing some closure and healing surrounding it. Now, if you find that you're experiencing some really heavy emotions, check in to see if these emotions even belong to you. If they don't belong to you, then allow them to release from your energy field. Pisces is a very empathic sign, and whether you're a sun, moon, or rising of Pisces, you're still in the energy of the Pisces full moon, and therefore you may experience some of their aspects in your life. So if you're feeling other people's feelings and you're taking them on as your own, it's important to understand that they don't belong to you, and you can release them by giving yourself permission to do so, by stating it out loud, making that intention, and even taking a nice bath or shower with Epsom salt will help release that off of your energy field. Now, this is a time when surrendering and letting go of your desire to control an outcome may be well worth your while. When you attempt to force something in this type of energy, it can backfire. Pisces is extremely intuitive, so expect your psychic senses and intuition to take you to another level, as it tends to thin the veil and give you an opening to connect with your higher self, easier connection with your spirit team, and even loved ones who have crossed. This is a great time to really pay attention to your dreams as well. Maybe even keep a notebook close by so you can write them down before you forget them when you wake up. Dreams have hidden meanings to help you figure out the puzzle pieces that are missing in your life. Now, Mercury retrograde happens on September 9th, and you've more than likely have felt the shift begin a week or so prior, with things slowing down, feeling stuck, and having to rethink and review things in your life. Mercury can help bring to the surface hidden stuff that may have been buried deep in your subconscious mind. And Pisces is also about the subconscious mind, so this can be quite deep and reveal some things that might come up for you to address and give the utmost attention that it is needing. Mercury also rules travel and communication and anything to do with technology, so this is a time when you want to back up your laptops and phones and everything else you can think of before you run into any issues. Also, you want to think before you speak, especially in delicate situations and conversations. This goes for emails and text messages as well. It's important to reread everything before you send it, because it's easy for people to misunderstand what you are wanting to communicate. And if you're traveling, you want to double check your flights and make sure your luggage has all your information on it. Just those types of things. It's kind of like taking that extra action to make sure that everything will go smoothly. Mars is also active during this time, so make sure you're aware that you may experience even more sensitive reactions or emotions to the situations in your life. It can leave you feeling a bit moody and, again, open to misunderstandings and leave you feeling exposed and vulnerable. It will be important not to make quick decisions and to definitely think everything through. It's a time to slow down. So Mercury's slowing you down, so is Mars, and it's really a big time to rethink, reevaluate, review, all of that stuff. And it does revolve around your relationships, partnerships, and how you take care of yourself as well. Now, if you find yourself either falling into old patterns or experiences, specific themes that you did back in around 2021, you are being reminded of rules and regulations and setting boundaries. So if you're feeling the tension surrounding old patterns and themes that are familiar, it is pushing you to honor yourself or keep repeating these unhealthy patterns. It's your choice. So in closing, some of you may find this Pisces full moon magical and full of bliss if you've been doing the work, needing to heal yourself in all areas of your life. Some of you may feel the intense emotions that revolve around your partnerships and relationships that this full moon is asking you to really shine that spotlight and notice what needs fixing and what needs releasing. Pisces is known for creating illusions that can make you feel inspired, but also illusions that can make you feel fearful. So tap into the wisdom that you have gained over the years and all the lessons and experiences you've gone through and apply that wisdom to your life right now. The time is now to find the balance you've been seeking that brings you harmony and allows you to tap into your higher self in ways that bring about magical outcomes. Within you is the key, allowing you to embrace all that you truly are. And this Pisces full moon is really encouraging you to connect with your intuition. We all have it. It's there. You can ignore it or you can embrace it and let it guide you instead of letting your mind talk you out of it. This is a time for deep healing. So don't escape what's coming up to the surface. Know that you are safe to heal and safe to feel what's been holding you back and keeping you stuck. Because if you keep escaping from it and running from it, you're going to find that you're just going to keep reliving it. It'll keep coming up again when you least expect it. So it's important when things are coming up that you don't escape and run away and shut down. Look at them, evaluate, and see what you can do to make a change. Now catch yourself if you're falling into the victim mode and getting lost in self-pity. Pay attention if you find yourself feeling guilty for not helping others who are only taking advantage of you. Know in your heart when you're rescuing others and being codependent to avoid your own needs. These are all Pisces traits as well as addictions, which can also be very prevalent during this time. So again, be careful not to get lost in escaping, in numbing yourself, and in occupying your mind with trivial things to do to keep you from feeling. This Pisces full moon is very powerful in lifting the veil and bringing you gifts to heal those wounds that no longer need band-aids to cover them up. It is time to let them go and release them with gratitude for the lessons they brought you, the strength you've gained, and the knowledge and wisdom to maneuver through life with confidence. As always, your angels, guides, and spirit team are right by your side, cheering you on and supporting you every step of the way. And during those times when you feel alone, remember you're truly never alone. You have a magnificent team supporting you, loving you, cheering you on. So ask for their help and their guidance and understand that you came here to live this life and you want to live it to the fullest. Remember, you are more than your pain and more than your scars and more than your fear. Why? Because you are amazing. If you are new to this channel, thank you so much for listening. I hope you'll join me every few weeks by hitting the subscribe button, notification bell, and introduce yourself in the comments section. I always love to hear from all of you. And if you found this helpful, I hope you'll share it as well. And if this is someone listening to this on a podcast, we hope that you will also become a follower and like it and share your comments where you can. And to my current subscribers, as always, so much love and gratitude to all of you. I wouldn't be here. I would not have continued doing this if you all didn't show up like you do so often. So I am so truly grateful for the support and love that I feel from each and every one of you. Thank you so much. Now, if you're interested in preparing your space for the full moon, I have put the link below for your convenience. And if you're ready to enjoy your full moon guided meditation, let's begin. Begin by closing your eyes and setting your intention, connecting with the energy of the full moon, and letting the full moon know you are grateful for the lighted path that is before you, which is helping you to clearly see what adjustments need to be made and what you are ready to release. Now take a nice, slow, deep breath in through your nose and release through your mouth. Once again, breathing in through your nose, new fresh clarity, and releasing through your mouth the old stagnant energy that no longer serves you. Let us join together in love, peace, and harmony as we gather together, embarking on this journey and connecting with the full moon as we prepare to cleanse and release what no longer serves us. We ask to be embraced in the highest vibration of pure divine love, pure healing light, surrounding us with safety and protection always. And we ask Archangel Michael from the south, bringing in the element of fire, to join us on this journey as we burn and release what no longer serves us. We ask Archangel Raphael from the east, offering us the element of air, to bring healing as we reclaim our power and let go of blocks and limiting beliefs. And we ask Archangel Uriel from the north, bringing in the element of earth, to give us a solid foundation upon which to build our dreams, providing us with stability and balance in our lives. And we call upon Archangel Gabriel from the west, bringing in the element of water, to shower down upon us pure cleansing, white light, clearing away old wounds and washing away past issues that hold us back, and supporting us as we sit with our emotions, aligning with our true authentic self. As we gather under this beautiful full moon, we also invite our spirit team, guides, angels, and helpers to be by our side as we embrace the opportunity this full moon is offering us. Now recognize
that this full moon is symbolizing the end of a chapter in your life, shedding light upon the things and situations and behaviors that need your attention so that you can let them go. This is a healing process of purging and releasing and letting go. Please remember to drink plenty of water when your session is complete. This full moon is also illuminating the things and people in your life that may be interfering with your spiritual growth and enlightenment. So right now, give yourself permission to be open to the light of the full moon and the messages that are being presented to you. Know that this is a great opportunity where you purge and release whatever you do not wish to take with you into your future. As you take in another cleansing breath through your nose, releasing the stagnant energy through your mouth, begin to feel your body relaxing even more deeply into a peaceful state, knowing that this is your time to heal, your time to purge, your time to release and let go of any stress, anxiety, and worries. Begin to feel them simply lift up off of your shoulders, out of your mind, drifting up and away from you, drifting up further and further away from you into nothingness. Know that you are safe and secure, and your spirit team is surrounding you with loving, healing light. Now begin to see in your mind a beautiful path unfolding before you. The full moon above is shining its bright, illuminating light, and you can clearly see the path before you. Notice that this path is specifically just for you and you alone, and it is created by your spirit team to bring you the safety, the love, and the healing that is needed as you release and purge. As you walk slowly along this beautiful path, begin to notice a gentle breeze caressing your face. You can smell the scent of beautiful flowers, and you can see all the stars lighting up the sky surrounding the bright full moon. You notice tall trees on either side of you as you walk along the path, feeling the velvety grass so soft beneath your feet. And as you come to the end of this path, you suddenly find yourself in a large, magnificent meadow. The full moon is shining, guiding you to a soft, large blanket awaiting your arrival. And as you sit or lie on this blanket, you find yourself looking up at the full moon and all the bright stars, feeling at peace, knowing that this is a powerful moment where you are here to heal and cleanse and rejuvenate your physical body, emotional body, mental body, spiritual body, and energy field. Taking in a nice, slow, deep breath, releasing and letting go. You are now ready to proceed with releasing everything on your list, stating out loud or in your mind, I am now releasing everything on my list. This is my intention. I am ready to let go of what no longer serves me. I am washing away the fears of yesterday. I now release myself from any obstacles that are in my path. I now choose to forgive, knowing that I am setting myself free by doing so. I am now free from all these things, situations, and people that no longer serve me. This is my intention, and I am choosing to let this go. And it is so. Now allow yourself to bask in this loving energy of the full moon as it vibrates healing energy onto you, assisting you in letting go and releasing, guiding you and helping you purge and wash away all painful memories, washing away and soothing heartache, releasing and dissolving physical pain, helping you let go of anger and grief, dissolving guilt and shame, and removing any limiting beliefs and blocks that have kept you stuck. Know that while you have endured many challenges, they have allowed you to gain so much wisdom and insight in the process. Understanding that choosing to hold on to memories and negative situations and people that weigh you down will continue to keep you stuck. Set yourself free. It's time. You are ready to move forward and release any negative, heavy energy right now. Say these words in your mind or out loud. My heart's desire is to be filled with love, happiness, peace, excellent health, prosperity, and abundance. And at this time, it is my intention and I am choosing to heal every part of my body and my mind as I embrace this love and healing energy from this beautiful, vibrant full moon. Now begin to see in your mind everything you have written on your list. Notice that it is no longer bright and colorful. Notice that it has now become smaller and smaller, and you can barely see the words that you have written down. The list filled with everything you wish to release has now begun to move further and further away from you. Further and further away, no longer having any power or control over you. And as you look out into the distance, you can see this tiny speckle, smaller and smaller, until you no longer see it at all. It is gone. It is done. It is over. It is released and dissolved. You are free. You are now ready to embrace new positive beginnings that will empower you and fill you with joy and love. Place your hands over your heart. This signifies that you are cleansing the old and opening up space for a healing to take place in all areas of your life. Know that as you bask under the beautiful, vibrant, healing light of the full moon, you are also choosing to make any necessary changes that are needed in order for you to move forward on your path. Say these words out loud or in your mind. I am choosing to love myself. I am choosing to honor myself. I now give thanks and gratitude to the full moon, to the universe, and my creator. I now give thanks and gratitude to my spirit team, angels, and guides for being with me on this healing and nourishing, rejuvenating journey. I am so grateful for this cleansing and release, and I now have room and welcome in beautiful new beginnings that are manifesting in my life. And it is so. Thank you. Thank you. Now find yourself leaving the beautiful meadow, walking down the beautiful path, and finding yourself back into the present moment, knowing that you have released and you have cleansed and you have let go of what is no longer needed in your future. When you are ready, you can either continue to drift off into a wonderful deep sleep, or open your eyes and enjoy the rest of your day. At this time, I would like to thank each and every one of you. You all are extremely special to me, and I'm grateful that you have joined us to become part of this wonderful family. I wish you the best going forward, and I hope that you will share this video if you found it helpful. Hit the like button, the thumbs up, leave a comment, and subscribe if you haven't already. And I look forward to talking with you again.